This is our Western edition. In a previous career, President Trump was a master of explaining why he fired someone. But critics are not buying his explanation for firing James Comey. The president told reporters today that Comey wasn't doing a good job as director of the FBI. Mr. Trump is the first president since Richard Nixon to fire a law enforcement official investigating the White House. The timing raises questions. Comey had just asked for more resources for his investigation of Russian interference in the U.S. election, including possible collusion by Team Trump. We'll start at the White House tonight with Major Garrett.
As comparisons to Watergate swirled, President Trump met today in the Oval Office with President Richard Nixon, Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. Mr. Trump offered a brief explanation for his firing of FBI Director James Comey.
Because he wasn't doing a good job, very simply. He was not doing a good job.
The White House described it as an erosion of confidence. Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Frankly, he'd been considering letting Director Comey go since the day he was elected. Director Comey has shown over the last several months and, frankly, the last year, a lot of missteps and mistakes.
But there was no sign that President Trump had lost confidence in him during this friendly exchange in January or this April 11th interview.
You know, I have confidence in him. We'll see what happens.
The president met Monday with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and Attorney General Jeff Sessions. They recommended Comey's ouster, and Mr. Trump asked for their reasoning in writing. Mr. Trump made his final decision yesterday. Comey was in the Los Angeles FBI field office when he learned of his dismissal from television reports. Rosenstein's memo to the president criticized Comey's handling of the Clinton email investigation. It did not mention the ongoing probe of Russia's meddling in the U.S. election. Today on Capitol Hill, Vice President Mike Pence said Comey's dismissal had nothing to do with Russia.
It was time for a fresh start at the FBI.
But sources tell CBS News just last week, Comey asked Rosenstein for more resources for the FBI's Russia investigation, something the Justice Department denies. On Monday, President Trump tweeted, "The Russia-Trump collusion story is a total hoax. When will this taxpayer-funded charade end?" For the president's decision, made without a successor in mind, caught his press staff flat-footed and with few answers on Tuesday night.